Iowa's Congressman Zach Nunn talks AI with KCSI KOAK Radio's Aaron West.
The artificial intelligence, I don't know if you've heard this, but you know, it's been in the news a little bit lately. AI, it seems like it's every headline, and it's fascinating and it's scary all at the same time. It is truly remarkable. One of the things that you have been working on, again, is Artificial Intelligence Practice Logistics Actions and Necessities Act. That's a lot. What are we talking about,
Congress? Yeah, it's a big title, and all it really boils down to here, Aaron, is it's called the AI Plan Act, and it means the federal government needs to have a plan for artificial intelligence. Right now, we've got a couple of department agencies, particularly in the last administration, that run out there putting all sorts of regulations out there that were driving innovators here in the United States out of the U.S. And I want a made in America artificial intelligence apparatus. And here's what I mean by that. I want our great thinkers, our great entrepreneurs, our great doers, particularly on the private sector, to be able to come to the U.S. and build and create great things, because the future of our country is going to decide based on who really does artificial intelligence well to help our workforce. It is a multi-trillion dollar industry, and if we scare it out of the United States, or worse, we overregulate it to death, we're going to allow our adversaries in China and other countries to get ahead of us. And I don't want to see that happen.
Yeah.
So what the AI Plan Act quite simply does is say, before the federal government comes out with a bunch of new restrictions, regulations, reporting requirements, they get their own house in order and figure out, how are they governing AI? Who's got lead on this? Who will be responsible when entrepreneurs go out here and do this to be the one who's helping them get to the next level and boosting it forward, not standing in their way?
Yeah. North of $3 trillion of new investment since President Trump came into the office promised into the United States in the next 4 years. Are we making headway and bringing that back?
We are. And by providing on-ramps back to the United States, not only were you driving down, you know, our trade deficits with country where America was effectively spending good U.S. dollars buying cheap stuff from some other country where they tariffed us, now we're having the opportunity to build that right here in the United States in a far more competitive spot. Not only is it creating more jobs, it's growing local economies as well.
Yeah. It's a truly remarkable. You're a military guy, Congressman Nunn. The applications with AI in our military is stunning, isn't it?
Well, and here's the great part about this. This is dual use. So what we use for a drone technology to help secure our southern border is also the same technology we can be using for precision agriculture to fight, you know, weed growth throughout farm fields. In ag alone, artificial intelligence has the opportunity to help us grow 70% in the next 10 years.
Wow.
Our agricultural output. That's in both livestock to row crop and everything in between. This is a game changer for the next generation of farmers who are jumping into this, to be able to do it in a way that America is not only going to be able to feed and fuel the world, we have the ability to be, you know, a global food supplier to create better U.S. national security interests in every corner of the planet.
Thanks to Congressman Nunn for his time. If you'd like to hear the complete interview with Congressman Nunn, visit KCSIFM.com, podcast, and the news tab.